No worries.
Cheers for that. Yeah, thanks for taking your time. So, unfortunately, Ryan, there's probably only one place to start, really, after the weekend and, unfortunately, the loss to Saracens, which sealed relegation for Worcester, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What have the thoughts been around the camp? How's the reaction been since the game?
I mean, obviously, it's a massive disappointment. We've performed pretty well for the last 2 to 3 months. We've played against the top four sides, and we've brought them real close. Took them real close. So, I mean, there's a few games that we know we could have won pretty easily. The Wasps at home, Exeter home, we lost in the last play again. Quinns, we lost by 2 points. Quinns away, and Leicester at home as well. So we there's a lot of times over the season where we've been bitterly disappointed, and obviously we didn't scrape enough points together. But I mean, the future for the club's looking bright. It might not be too bad of a thing to go to a Championship rebuild like a Northampton or a Quinns did. And look where they are now. They're top end of the league, playing top end of Europe. And I think the way they're going about it this time is it's a lot more of a long term vision in place for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. And so, just going to the game itself at the weekend against Sarries, yeah. The final 10 minutes, it must have been a difficult time for you boys out there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, going away to Saracens is always going to be a real tough ask. But we thought in the first half we were in it, we were in the game, but Sarries just had a couple of gears, and that's where we're trying to aspire to. And we know we're a long way off it, and all credit Saracens, they're one of the best teams in Europe at the moment, and they're very good. And it was going to be a tough ask in the last 10 minutes, obviously, where we kind of knew our fate. It wasn't great to not be have that hope for next week. It's a different vibe, but I mean, we just want to go out there this weekend and do ourselves justice, because we know we haven't really been the boss since I've been here, but I know they're not the worst team in the league. We're not the worst team in the league, and as I said before, the future is going to be a lot brighter when the young kids we've got coming through and the few signings that we made last year for next year, we're starting to build a nice squad.
Absolutely. And As you've mentioned, there's been a lot of great performances from yourselves. It's just been a couple of points or a decision or something like that that's gone just against the head, and you've just narrowly lost out in the last few minutes. Where is it you think that lack of conversion came from? Where is it that you just fell short, you think, in a few outings?
I'm not sure. I haven't been here all year, but I mean, certainly in the games that I've come, momentum and confidence are a big thing, and sometimes things just keep coming with you, and sometimes things don't. I've been in teams where you're at the top of the league and things are going great, but the bounce of the ball, a decision goes your way, and it's a lot easier. And obviously, being there at the other end now, it felt like everything was going against you. It did feel like some momentum, and I think a confidence thing. You make a rash decision because you're trying too hard more than anything, because you wanted to so desperately get that. Definitely, yeah. Get those points, little things like that. I mean, but obviously we're going to have to learn from it, and the club's been scraping at the bottom of the Premiership, going down to the Championship the last few years now, and the club that it is, and the amount of money that's been invested in it, and the facilities it's got, and everything around the club, it doesn't deserve that. It deserves to be at the top six of the Premiership, and I think the structure that we've got in place now is going to be it's going to be very good 2-3 years' time. I feel like the future's going to be very bright for Worcester, and obviously it's disappointment and looking a bit gloom now, but I think the boys, everyone signed up for the club, you can see the signs we made are all buying into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you will. You could tell from a few performances that the future does look bright. But how's the reaction been from the fans in Worcester? I'm sure they've stuck by the club and supported them through a tough last few games.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the support's been absolutely fantastic. They knew the position we were in, and they've cheered us the whole way through since I've been here anyway, and that's what I can talk about. And I think the fans have been absolutely great. Obviously, you've got a few that they've got to be very disappointed, and they pay the money to come watch you. So, to pay your money and then not be happy with the product, obviously people are going to get upset about it. But I think we've scraped some pride about the last few months. We had a tough run in. A very tough running, and we've gone and performed well. We've gone well performed at Bath. We could have got 2 points at least there. And these are teams that are challenging for the title, so we know we can compete. We just need, as I say, maybe a bit more strength in depth. I don't think we've had that over the year, but we've played some good rugby this year, and it's a good confidence builder going into the Championship. And we know it's going to be a tough year, but hopefully we can bounce straight back up and give a better self as account of ourselves in the Premiership.
Absolutely. And going on to your own game, Ryan, how do you think your season as a whole has been? I know, obviously, you only came to Worcester midway through, but how do you think the time there's been for yourself?
It's been a bit of an up and down season for me. It started off pretty well, but starting in the Leicester jersey and then breaking my hand, and then obviously slipping back in the pecking order, most mainly through my own fault. But yeah, as I said, I wanted to play rugby, and when the opportunity came to Worcester, and I spoke to Dean and the vision he's got in place, like I spoke about before, that it was a good decision for me. I know I'll play regular rugby, and I've come down here. And, I mean, the way I've played, I feel that we've got a bit more movement in the game. I felt good with the back three. We've got some fantastic players, and we tried to try and use them in space, and hopefully I was able to do that in my distribution, and we got the team going, and we scored some very good tries, and I mean, I hope we can build on that for next year.
And you mentioned it then yourself when you spoke to Dean, but the transition between Leicester and Worcester, unfortunately two clubs who are different ends of the table this season, but how have you felt the general transition from club to club has gone for yourself?
I think with Leicester, I mean, you look at the whole squad, and they've got internationals at their third choice there. So I think it's in terms of depth of squad, they're second to them. They've got a fantastic squad of players, a fantastic work ethic. And obviously they reap the rewards for it. They've got a lot of history behind the club, and it was great to be involved in it and kind of know how those kind of the top end teams, Northampton, have been to Gloucester when we were top of the league a couple of years running, and Leicester have been very fortunate to play at the top of that top end, and Heineken Cups and things like that. But I mean, with Worcester, they've got everything set in place already. Usually like a team like Exeter try and build their way up, but Worcester's got the facilities, the fan base, the whirlpool, the pool around the club for good, great academy players to come through. So they've got everything going for the club at the moment, and they've got a lot of money invested into it. So I think all they need now is a product on the field, and what we've brought down, we've kind of stripped it back, and I think Dean's trying to build something very, very tangible and ready for the future. And I think all the boys are very excited about it already.
Absolutely. And just finally, Ryan, mentioning the future, have you given any thought? I know it's the season's still ongoing with one game left, but have you given any thought to your future next season? Where do you see yourself playing? Is it still at Worcester?
Yes, it is. I've signed a 3-year contract, so I'm in it for the long haul. I want to be here. I want to try and get the club to where it should be and be part of that. And the players that they've got coming in, and the players that we're keeping hold of, people like Chris Pennon, Jonathan Thomas, committing to the cause is fantastic, and I'm sure we're going to bring the club into a lot of brighter future in a few years' time.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you will too. But thank you very much, Ryan. Thanks for your time there.
Cheers.